When he was much older and he married other women, there was a divine reason for that. Subhanallah. And people find fault in things and they just want to look for something to speak about in order to discredit. They will only be discrediting themselves, no one else. Even the kuffar of Quraysh, meaning the disbelievers of Quraysh, did not pick on those things. They didn't, because they knew that this man was noble. He was honest. He was honorable. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, he married her, and alhamdulillah, they had their children, and later on, one day, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to meditate, and he used to meditate often in the cave of Hira. And he got into the cave. What did he used to think about? He used to ponder over the evil that the people used to do and ways of correcting them, concern about his community, his people. They had some really bad ways. Those ways were known as al-jahiliyyah, the ignorance, the jahala. The period of ignorance and the actions and deeds were also ignorant. Worshipping deities besides Allah, worshipping whatever else, idols and sticks and stones and so many other things. So, he used to ponder how on earth can this be corrected. And he used to seclude himself in this cave. And Jibreel alayhi salam came to him one day with revelation. Iqra, read. Naturally, ma ana biqari. Iqra, read. Ma ana biqari. I'm not a reader. Read. Ma ana biqari. Read in the name of Allah. In the name of Allah, you can do anything. I want to stop there again. Brothers and sisters, another lesson. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible in the name of Allah. If you were to start things in the name of Allah, nothing is impossible. If you are to actually seek the help of Allah, everything becomes possible. What you thought was impossible for Allah is very possible. He will do it for you. So, in other words, nothing is impossible for Allah. Imagine, اقرأ بسم ربك. Read in the name of Allah. Read in the name of your Lord who created you. خلق. خلق الإنسان. He created mankind from a clot of blood. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. Amazing verses. These were the opening verses to do with read and to do with using the name of Allah when you think something is impossible, and Allah will make it possible, and Allah will grant you even more than you ever expected because you did it in His name with His help and you continued seeking that help of His. That's Allah. Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So, then revelation came to him. He came down from that cave and he embraced his wife and she reassured him that you're a good man, you're a truthful person, and Allah will not let you down. And she took him to her cousin Waraqa ibn Nawfal. And Waraqa had a little bit of knowledge of revelation. And so Waraqa ibn Nawfal said, if this is the case, then this man is going to be sent to the people as a prophet. Now one might say, but wasn't that the beginning of prophet? That was the beginning of revelation. That was the beginning, yes, of prophethood. But at the same time, Allah did not instruct him at that moment yet to go out and warn the people. That came later on. Ya ayyuhal muddathiru qum fa'anzir. When revelation came, O you who's enveloped, get up and warn the people. Then he was sent to the people. And he was given instruction. So Waraqa, he said, if I am alive, when this man is given instruction and sent to his people, I will believe in him, according to one of the narrations. So basically, the people immediately divided into two. Those who accepted and those who rejected. Those who accepted from among them, Ali bin Abi Talib, who was living with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the reason why he was living with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was as follows. His father Abu Talib was looking after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was young, the age of 8, it started and he took care of him for many years. And later on, Abu Talib struggled with finances. And so his children were divided among some of the relatives and taken care of by some of the relatives because of financial struggles. And so the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam volunteered to take care of Ali. And Ali was quite young. Ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. So he took care of Ali. Ali grew up in his home, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the time of the prophethood, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was considered a boy. He was considered a young boy. That's why they say from among the boys, the first was Ali to accept Islam. From among the men, the first was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And from among the women, the first was Khadija binti Khuwaylid radiyallahu anha. May Allah bless them all. So Abu Bakr then spoke to some of his friends and a lot of them came forth. This is why if you take a look at the 10 who have been given glad tidings of paradise, known as Al-Ashara Al-Mubashareena Bil-Jannah, many of them, they were brought into Islam by Abu Bakr. They were the friends of Abu Bakr, As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr was the friend of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was their circle. This goes to show another point, something we learn from this story. You will be influenced by your friends, definitely, unless you influence them. So when you have a circle of friends, you start doing what they do, whether you know or you don't know. When you have a circle of friends, they start doing what you do at times, if you are the dominant person. And this is very important. Keep good friends so that goodness comes out of that friendship and not bad. A lot of the people who denied the message, they were of a certain clique. They were of a certain circle. They denied the message, and those who harmed the Prophet ﷺ, they were also a certain clique. So if you look at these little friendship circles, each one of them reacted differently. The friends of Muhammad ﷺ, they were the ones who accepted him. They knew him the most. You take a careful look at who accepted the message. Wallahi, it was those who knew him the most. And this is why we are taught that if you want to know more about a person, look at his family members. His wife to begin with, or the husband in the case of a woman, the children, you know, ask them, the friends, the closest friends, look at whom they befriend and ask them, you know, an acquaintance, a business partner and a friend. Those are three different things. Not every business partner is your friend. Not every acquaintance is your friend. Not every acquaintance is a business partner and so on. So we're only talking about friends, those who are really close to you and, you know, you're with them nearly every other day, if not every day. Now, with us, we're taught to build good circles. You attend the masjid every day. You have a good circle of people who don't harass you. They have good character and conduct, or they're taking from your character and your conduct. So my brothers and sisters, that is a very important factor. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's friends helped each other. They accepted Islam. But there was a group, and there were other people who rejected. Immediately they called him a liar, a false person. They accused him of wanting power, wanting money, wanting, you know, womanizing or whatever else it was. A lot of accusations, being a sorcerer, a magician. All those words, remember them, because if people have accused you of being a magician, doing black magic on someone, wanting money, running after power, wanting fame, wanting this one, they have accused the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ of the same thing. So it's nothing new. In fact, it's a sign of the love of Allah for you. If those accusations are not true, then thank Allah. I mean, a lot of us would get it when you're starting to spread the deen. People will refute you unjustified, which means if it was justified, it's okay. But without any justification, they will hate on you. They don't even know you. They've never met you. Don't worry. Thank Allah. That must make you smile. Alhamdulillah. Allah loves you. Allah, if it happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so now look at you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us. And so don't worry about these accusations, but don't be from among those who accuses others with the same accusations, because then you've just joined the wrong circle. Interesting. That's a very powerful point. Now let me move on, because I don't have much time. Unfortunately, the timing is very limited. But let me explain one more thing. The Prophet ﷺ, at a certain point in his life, lost all of his children, one after the other, besides one. Fatima radiallahu anha outlived him. The rest of them, he lost them either in infancy or adulthood. And to be honest with you, any one of us who goes through that hardship, remember, it's not the sign of rejection of Allah. Allah doesn't hate you. Perhaps it's the sign of the love of Allah, because it happened to the one whom he loved the most. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people went to war with him. People, refused food and water to go to him, accused him falsely, tried to hit him, tried to kill him. Allah protected him. All those are not signs that Allah dislikes you. They are signs that Allah loves you. So with this virus, with the loss of jobs, with the loss of lives, with the change of lives, it's not a sign that Allah dislikes you or hates you. Perhaps it's because Allah loves you. It's all in the heart. It's all about the condition of the heart. Are you pleased with Allah? Allah is pleased with you. Are you okay? Are you content? It's a contentment that Allah has promised you. Yes. Well, if that's the lesson we've learned from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is a powerful lesson. So for this particular lecture, I will suffice at this. And inshallah, I pray that we've all learned a beautiful lesson from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. Like I said, stories from the prophets, may peace be upon them. These were some of the lessons I thought perhaps might be relevant for us today with this virus. And may Allah bless every one of us. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Ramadan Reminders is brought to you by the children of Lazina and the late Abdulaziz. In memory of the late Abdulaziz and Zoraida Shalabi Aziz and Saeed Shalabi. Also by the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat at 26 LePage Court and our dear friends at Fence Masters Construction, Munir and Shabana, 416-315-0525. That's 416-315-0525. So again, we say thank you for listening. We do hope that you enjoyed and learned something from the segment. We'd like to hear from you. Give us your feedback. Give us a call at 416-848-7772. Remember, you can get the azan every day just before Fajr at www.caribbeanshowtime.com. Brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Join us every day for the azan, the call to prayer, brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center. That's every morning before Fajr on Caribbean Showtime TV on all IP boxes or www.caribbeanshowtime.com. Download the app from the website www.caribbeanshowtime.com or Google Play. Remember, listen to the azan, the call to prayer every day before Fajr, brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center on Caribbean Showtime TV and www.caribbeanshowtime.com. The Shiva Mandiram Cultural Organization, 2370 Midland Avenue, is having their food drive and they need your help. Drop off non-perishables, new clothes, gift cards, bedding and towels. The drive-thru continues April 17. They will be collecting in front of the Mandir at 2370 Midland Avenue from 2 to 5 p.m. You can also drop off at Lapakan Shipping and Money Transfer in Brampton, a Jazz Supermarket at Queen and Torbram. For more information, please call Sister Mina at 416-287-1458. Please donate generously. Thank you in advance for your support.
Get the best of both worlds in your investment accounts. Same returns as underlying funds or portfolio. Same management fees as mutual fund. 100% death benefit guaranteed based on all contribution made before age 75. Have the same estate benefit as segregated funds and much, much more. A feature you would not find in any mutual fund, traditional stock or bond portfolio. Wish to learn more? Call Vic Sarju, 416-560-0985. Independent advice matters.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatak's home-cooked food, whether it's for a big or small occasion. Give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Hey, that's right. Check them out at Authentic Trini at 1650 William Parkway. And want to say hello to the hardworking staff at the back, Savi, originally from Arima. She's there today. And of course, we want to say welcome to Pinky and the rest. I don't know everybody by name.
But dear, my brothers and sisters, indeed, drop by Takeout and Catering, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. That's at the corner of Torbram and William Parkway. Now, you could call them at 905-791-2747. Their breakfasts, I tell you. Listen, that's some rice, dal, and smoker in. Really, I could tell you the rice and dal alone goes down really well, but I tell you the smoker in, you don't have to smell up the house. Call Sandra at 905-791-2747. Now, friends, those of you fasting, why not have Authentic Trinity Foods do your iftar for you, your catering? Simple. One or two box of food, call ahead and make arrangement. They would give you a special price. Call and ask Sandra, say, I heard it on the radio, I'd like to get a meal to break my fast. And she would prepare and tell you what's on the menu for fasting, okay? 905-791-2747. 905-791-2747. Well, today we're taking some time also to remember our dear sister who left us a year ago today, Farida Mohammed. And of course, that's our dear sister Hazra's daughter. You remember she passed away a week after my sister, and she had called in. Her husband, the husband of Sister Hazra, Aziz Hanif, also we want to send out our condolences to you and not forgetting the children of the late Sister Farida Mohammed. May Allah grant her the highest place in Jannah indeed, and I know it would never be easy accepting the loss. A year ago, I understand, not long after her son, last Christmas, I was told, lost his life in Guyana. So we're taking some time to remember our dear sister today. And to her grandmother, who would always call and talk to me and wish me all the best, I wanted to say to you, Sister Hazra, may Allah grant you the strength indeed to accept this great loss. I wanted to play this selection here for you. So please enjoy this one in memory of your late daughter.
Mashhoor muddaton se riwayat hai momino Ramzan ke mahine ki barkat hai momino शहर में था लड़का कोई सात साल का रोजे के रखने का उसे अरमान था बड़ा रमजान का महीना जो आया तो खुश हुआ वो अपनी माँ से कहने लगा करके इल्तिजा सहरी के वक्त मुझको बिलिल्ला जगाना तुम मैं भी रखूंगा रोजा मुझे भी उठाना तुम माँ को पिसर की बात का आया न कुछ ख्याल लड़का उठा जो सुबह तो उसको हुआ मलाल जिस वक्त माँ ने देखा ये बेटे का गम में हाल समझाया उसको और कहा सुन ऐ मेरे लाल रोजा नहीं है फर्ज अभी तुझ पे गम न कर दिल कांपता है मेरा तू आँखों को नम न कर लड़का ये बोला माँ से नहीं मुझसे कुछ नहा मैंने सुना है बारहा रमजान का बयान कुरान इस महीने में नाजिल हुआ है माँ रमजान बरकतों का महीना है बेगुमा जन्नत में घर मिलेगा हर एक रोजादार को पाएगा दिल में जलवाए परवरदिगार को अलपिस्ता जब के रात हुई वो न सो सका दिल में था ऐसा शौक के वो जागता रहा सहरी के वक्त सहरी की और रोजा रख लिया खुश था कि आज पूरा हुआ दिल का मुद्दा समझाया माँ ने बाप ने लाखों किए जतन बाज अपने शौक से मगर आया न गुलबदन
हर सिमत जब के फैल गया नूर आफताब, माँ बेटे से ये बोल के अब खा ले तू शताब। वो बोला रोजा टूटेगा होगा मुझे अजाब, माँ बोली तेरे बदले वहाँ दूंगी मैं जवाब। खाना तो खा ले देख तू क्या हो गया है हाल, 12 बजे है और तू भूखा है मेरे लाल। किस दर्जा उसके सीने में रोजे का शौक था, माँ ने हजारों मिन्नतें की कुछ ना हो सका। बेताब अपनी माँ को जो देखा तो बोल उठा, जो कुछ भी हो मैं आज तो खाना ना खाऊंगा। जू रोजा तोड़ ले ना गुनाह अजीम है, अब मैं हूँ और मेरा खुदाए रहीम है, खुदाए रहीम है, खुदाए रहीम है।
You know, it's a pleasure indeed when we do this program and to entertain a little bit some of our seniors. And few people call back to say thank you whenever I do something on the radio for them. Few, I'm telling you. But my dear sister Hajra called, and you could hear it in her voice, how sad and her tears indeed. So I wanted to say to you, Mum, hang in there, and thank you for taking the time. We'll continue to make dua for you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless you indeed. Well, we have some more greetings to share, and this time for a wedding anniversary from Mom and Dad indeed. So, this is from Rafina, the daughter. Now, Rafina, you know, when parents think the children doesn't look, but Rafina said she's such a good, good example indeed. She would like to wish her mom and dad for all the years, even through good and bad times, you always supported each other. You are both example of true love indeed. I feel so proud of being your daughter of such beautiful parents. Wish you a very happy, happy anniversary from your daughter, Rafina. Well, Rafina, so I asked Rafina, what is mom and dad's name? Because I wasn't sure on how many years anniversary. So I just got back a message and she's advising. It's my mom is Farida and my dad is Mr. Samad. Now I want to believe that this could also be the Samad of ASA. Because I know they recently celebrated something, you know, and dear friends indeed. And you know if this is, they are indeed a great couple. But 39 years anniversary indeed. Well, I'm not sure if it's the same family, but to the parents of this young lady, want to say God's blessing going out to you and 39 years ago. Wow, indeed. No, it's not my mom. Oh, okay, listen to your show, Farida. Well, Farida, oh yes, I know Farida, sir. She always watches us on TV also, so we will have to play a nice song for her. So here we go. Ready? I have to pick out a beautiful one. To you and your husband from your daughter, congratulations on your 39th wedding anniversary. This is Shabdam Radio. And guys, I want to thank you for making us part of your celebrations. It's always a pleasure for me to send them out. You can call in with your guest dedications and greetings at 416-848-7772.
क्या तेरे बाजो मेरा सच्चिया मोहब्बत है वही किसे और नहीं हो मिलना जिसे इत चले वही मैं तेरे पीछे पीछे चल ਬਖਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨ ਯਾਰ ਔਰ ਕਿਤੇ ਬਖਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਾਜੋ ਮੇਰਾ ਰੰਗ ਤੇਰਾ ਚੜ੍ਹੇ
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a bill, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Hey, that's right. Friendly service. And Omilo wanted to extend to our Muslim brothers and sisters, Ramadan Mubarak indeed, from the management and staff of Jazz Supermarket. And by the way, you should call ahead. Now, she's saying for the meat counter, especially if you want to. Now, the ducks are no wait to eat, just either a drake or a hen. And if you'd like them to have it ready for you, they can cut it and have it ready, because there's always a lineup for at the meat counter. So call ahead and say, I want to get 2 duck and 3 hen, and, you know, they'll fix it up in advance for you. Again, I want to say welcome back to Jazz Supermarket. And always a pleasure hearing from them, and we are having them as advertisers. You know, the thing is, God is so good with us on this program. When we lose one advertiser on one, because things are tough and some people are dropping out, we, Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd, since the beginning of the year, they took a break and said they would be back, but it doesn't seem so. So, you know, they have done really well by us over the years at Ravi and Yankee. And so we lost them. Maybe they will come back. But, you know, God is so good. Bam, here we have again Jazz Supermarkets. We are so grateful and thankful. And again, good service and quality service indeed. And that's what I like when we have advertisers. I believe in them and we trust them. Now, here's a company, a company, Dynet and Associate. Now, in this commercial, we talk about those of you who would like to have your legal matter that has been handled by other legal firms or legal professionals. If you want a review of your case for free, now they could tell you, well, let me see your files, and they would tell you, they would compare free. It takes about 10 minutes to do that and give you an opinion. It's up to you if you wanted to use their service, and you could ask them, hey, what can you do different for us? But check them out. They provide great service. Excellent. They have a team of professional lawyers standing behind them.
Have you or someone you know been in a car accident, suffered from a slip and fall, or injured on the job? Let us help you. Hi, I'm Helena Dynet. We at Dynet and Associates are confident that our team of ex-adjusters, lawyers, and paralegals across the GTA will get you the compensation you deserve. Remember, we don't get paid until you are paid. We ensure you will get the treatment and financial support you need during your recovery. If you're not sure what is happening with your case or not happy with your current lawyer, let's evaluate your file for free. Don't get hurt twice. Call Dynet & Associates. We will get you the settlement that you and your family deserve. Dynet & Associates offers a free consultation. Save the number, 416-705-4878. Remember, 416-705-HURT.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Hello to Krish and Sandra. Welcome to the program. They're always joining us. Originally from Faizabad, indeed. Hey, by the way, we played a song on Caribbean Showtime today from the fellow from Faizabad. Hope you like that one, Sandra and Krish. And maybe it's your neighbor. You never know. A deliciousness at Roti Roti Restaurant. Treat yourself and your guests to some of the best food you will ever eat. Quality, taste, and quantity is amazing. Taste the quality, at reasonable prices too. Ramadan Mubarak to all our brothers and sisters. And again, from Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti at Albion and Islington. Their telephone number is 416-745-9208. 416-745-9208. Roti Roti Express at Rexdale. That's in the Islington and the Fresh Value Plaza. You can call and ask for Kavita at 416-743-3883. That's 416-743-3883. Now call Ronnie at 416-745-9208 and they have some Ramadan specials. He'd be able to walk you through it, especially those of you with the masjids doing catering. He will be able to tell you what they can do for you. Want to say hello to Vic Sarju. Now, it's his cousin's wedding anniversary, of course, God Ram Kisoon. So, God, to you and your wife, congratulations. Happy wedding anniversary. You know, I always wonder why we say congratulations. That you made it so far? Well, I think we should just say we are happy for you. You are a great couple indeed. And God is a stalwart of a gentleman. It has been years I've been hearing about God. Vic, John Passard, Teresa, everybody speak about God. And, you know, when I met him up for the first time, I saw him around, but didn't know it was the same person we're talking about. And he said to me, "You don't see God often." But he is a true angel, a gentleman indeed, and I would like to say happy wedding anniversary going out to you and your beautiful wife and his wonderful family. His daughter has graduated as a doctor from England, not a medical doctor to say, but in a chosen profession. Congratulations, proud parents indeed. A beautiful song here for you, God, and Mrs. Ram Kisoon. I'm sure Vic Sarju and his family would join with us in wishing you all the best. Also, Mom and Dad is celebrating your parents. Want to extend a warm welcome to the family. God Ram Kisoon and family, welcome to Shabnam Radio. Hey Pete, how are you? Pete and Baljeet, welcome to the program.
के करीबी हबीबी के नैन
nikle
farebi
habibi ke nae nikle farebi habibi ke nae nikle farebi
Happy birthday also going out to God Ram Kisoon. God Ram Kisoon from all of us here at Shabnam Radio Caribbean Showtime. Thank you for all your support on this station. And again, happy birthday, happy wedding anniversary. Well, we want to say thank you, and I have to do this to all those who have pledged, and most of you have honored your pledges. Thank you. When I come back, I'll read out the names with our thanks.
Ramadan. Many of us can afford to have a proper meal. But did we ever consider the less fortunate brothers and sisters in Guyana, where their next meal will be coming from? The Central Islamic Organization of Guyana is embarking on a project for the month of Ramadan to feed a family of four for only $80. Please, would you consider giving? How many of us has lost a loved one? Would you like to do something on their behalf? Here is a glorious opportunity to gain maximum blessing. Please consider giving. Call Brother Liaquat Ali Bakr at 647-965-9435. That's 647-965-9435. Please call now.
You can call now, 647-965-4935.
Get the best of both worlds in your investment accounts. Same returns as underlying funds or portfolio. Same management fees as mutual fund. 100% death benefit guaranteed based on all contribution made before age 75. Have the same estate benefit as segregated funds and much, much more. A feature you would not find in any mutual fund, traditional stock or bond portfolio. Wish to learn more? Call Vic Sarju, 416-560-0985. Independent advice matters.
Call my brother Vic Sarju, an independent financial advisor, and there is a lot of benefits that the fact that he is independent. Well, here we go. It was with great appreciation. I want to say thank you to all those who have given. And at the same time, allow me to share with you a little music that I have been meaning to do. So I will play for you tracks from the album Muslim Inspiration, a keepsake of Islamic songs done by Jameer Hussein, 14 songs on one digitally remastered CD, and it going for $10, and it's a way of supporting us here on the program. So let's see, we would go down and see if I could get as many of these in for you. We start off again by saying thank you to Azad and Judy Mohammed, Alif Mustafa. Thank you for your support. Nalini Prasad, thank you for your pledge. Rashid Beekham, Babs, always listening to us. Hey Babs, how are you? Shalima and Amir out in Hamilton, thank you, thank you. Rosifa Khan, my dear sister, and her sister, Zanifa Khan. Thank you very much. Sham, also known as Faisal, or Faisal, also known as Sham. Thank you, Sham Shudeen of Acumen Motors. Faruqi Bakr, Brother Faruqi, thank you very much indeed. Mina and Prit, they are right now collecting in front of the Shiva Mandir. Now, just because of the shutdown, it's just with Mina and her husband there, and anybody dropping off, you know, observe the rule and the law. No one, no big gathering, so you drop in, they take it out, put it in their boxes, and thank you for supporting. Munir and Shabana, thank you, and they got their friends on board. Amar Panu, thank you very much, of One Stop Auto Center. Rubina Mohammed, and Rubina and Mohammed actually, from MK Meats at the corner of Western Road and Finch. Vikram of Niagara Falls, thank you Vikram, my brother. Betalal is a body shop owner also, he contributed $100 again, thank you Betalal. Richard Aziz, that's yours truly. Nizam, thank you my brother Nizam. Anonymous, you know who you are, thank you very very much, a $200 donation, thank you. Sheikh Farouk, thank you indeed my brother Sheikh for your contribution. Abdul and Zina Khan, Thank you very much, Abdul and Zina out in Hamilton. Mohan and Sally Sidial. Mohan and Sally Sidial, thank you. Ravi of A&R Auto Services. Thank you, Ravi. Brother Arif, thank you, my brother Arif. Aklima and Tracy, thank you very much. We have to make arrangement. I haven't been able to make it on this cargo just yet. Sister Rosabel, in memory of Brother Lloyd Khan. Sister Rosabel, thank you very much. Lil and Alfred. Lil and Alfred, thank you. Thank you very, very much. My mother, Lazina Aziz. Thank you, Ma. Thank you. Nadia and Derek, thank you. Ali Mustafa, thank you very much, Ali. Another friend of Shabana and Munir, Steve and Mandy. Steve and Mandy, thank you. Abdullah of the Lions. Abdullah is busy today, but Abdullah is also collecting, and he is heading up a task force for the St. Vincent relief, and anybody would like to support them, they are doing from Lions to Lions, and the quickest and the fastest way to do this is with cash, and they are making sure it doesn't go to a third party from one Lions group to the other one. And you know you can trust the Lions indeed. And he was supposed to come on, but we didn't get a chance just yet. Thank you, Abdullah, the Lions indeed. Derek and Pam, Alex and Alicia, Ashley, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Pam and Derek, again, Alex and Ashley, thank you very, very much. Baby Ali, thank you, sister. Baby Ali, and she's a friend of Azad and Judy. Thank you, Azad. Azad Mohammed, another Azad, in memory of his sister Fariza Bach, who recently passed away. Thank you. Aleem Aziz, thank you, Aleem. Pulmati Singh, thank you, Pulmati Singh. Shireen and Izam, thank you very, very much indeed. Now, most of you send your pledges via e-transfer, and I say thank you indeed. The rest I would be calling, and already left messages. I'm sure we'd make arrangement to wrap it up. Whatever the number is, we would make it $3,000 even to make sure we get it. I have on the line, I believe, Brother Liaquat Baksh. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I saw you calling, and I was just on the other trying to get some stuff done. Mashallah, we are happy that the listeners responded last weekend, and we were able to raise some money to kickstart this effort for CIOG support group here as the CIOG in Guyana continue to do the great work. And for those of you who don't know what we are talking about, is that the CIOG has a program where they are feeding a family of four for 80 Canadian dollars. And this would be for the month of Ramadan. And as I was speaking to a member of the organization, the sister explained to me that they will be checking in every so often to see if the family requires any more, and they would top up and do all of that. So, brother, go ahead. You're calling because?
Yes, brother Richard. I just want to reach out to our donors. It was humility that I take this opportunity on behalf of the CIG Support Group of Canada. To thank you, our donors, our friends, well-wishers, for your kind donation towards our Ramadan basket drive. For less fortunate brothers and sisters and also children. We really do appreciate your generous contribution. And to our brother Richard Aziz, words are limited to express our gratitude and thanks for doing such a wonderful job. We pray Allah Almighty continue to bless us during this holy month. May He accept our sacrifices, our du'as, and our prayers. And may He grant us good in this world and in the hereafter. Once again, on behalf of the CIG Support Group of Canada, my name is Liaquat Ali Bakhsh, and I would like to thank you very, very much for your generous donation. Take the opportunity, as Brother Richard Aziz says, to do not lose out on this opportunity. It's a glorious opportunity, and we look forward for your continued support. May Allah bless all of us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much, Brother. And of course, the program continue. Again, you can support by calling Brother Bakhsh at 647-965-4935. Last week was not a CIOG drive. It was a personal effort by yours truly and our listeners, as I did plan to do something for my sister, the late Zoraida Shalabi. And as a result, we were able, through my family and some friends, got together, we started, and I thought we could open up the lines and encourage others to do so. So again, those who give in the name of their deceased loved ones, we have the list of the names here, and again, we'd continue to pray for them and you, and thank you very, very much. I was able to put it together nice and neat, so I want to say thank you to Wendy for helping us with this one and putting it together, because I was just scribbling down, but now we have it all, and I'm going to secure this so that we would make sure. I'm not going to hand it over to CIOG as such, because I was told you don't want the information out there, but I will honor that and respect that. But those of you who would like to donate to the CIOG directly now, you can do so. Okay, so please reach out to the president, and of course there are numbers on the screen on TV, Sister Janet, the treasurer of the organization. I passed the number on today after we got a couple calls for her number from TV. So please reach out, and they would get the funds directly to Guyana quickly to make it all happen as soon as possible. Thank you again. Listen up to the ad and take the numbers.
Ramadan!
Many of us can afford to have a proper meal, but did we ever consider the less fortunate brothers and sisters in Guyana, where their next meal will be coming from? The Central Islamic Organization of Guyana is embarking on a project for the month of Ramadan to feed a family of four for only $80. Please, would you consider giving? How many of us has lost a loved one? Would you like to do something on their behalf? Here is a glorious opportunity to gain maximum blessing. Please consider giving. Call Brother Liaquat Ali Bakhsh at 647-965-9435. That's 647-965-9435. Please call now. The Shiva Mandir and Cultural Organization, 2370 Midland Avenue, is having their food drive, and they need your help. Drop off non-perishables, new clothes, gift cards, bedding and towels. The drive-through continues April 17. They will be collecting in front of the Mandir at 2370 Midland Avenue from 2 to 5 p.m. You can also drop off at Lapakan Shipping and Money Transfer in Brampton, a Jazz Supermarket at Queen and Torbram. For more information, please call Sister Mina at 416-287-1458. Please donate generously. Thank you in advance for your support.
Well, just to let you know that this drive, you can drop off at Jazz Supermarket at Torbram and Queen. Now remember, Torbram and Queen, there's another Jazz, but you could tell the difference. The smiles you would walk in at Torbram and Queen, and the service and the cleanliness in the store, you can't miss it. They have a barrel that they would be collecting for the Shiva Mandir, and also want to say thank you to Jean DeCastro, who generously agreed to hold a barrel there. So those of you who are going, they are open throughout the week, so please drop off whatever you can at Lapakan and let them know it's for the Shiva Mandir. Those of you heading down to the Shiva Mandir. I know you're going to be taking stuff over to the temple. Be safe and remember, obey the law. And of course, they were planning not to have it, but then they decided, well, all it would take is just two people from one household sitting in a car and directing you where to put it. So I don't see any harm in that. And of course, they're there right now collecting. So please, thank you indeed. Okay, so we have more greetings going out to wonderful parents Farida and Abdul Samad. Happy anniversary. Celebrating tomorrow. Greetings are coming from their daughter, son-in-law, Andy, three grand, Joshua, Jason, and Javin. And many love from your daughter, Zelina. So this is from another daughter who's sending out greetings again. So thank you again, Farida and Samad, on your wedding anniversary. It's something that's about a birthday. Also, happy birthday to Farida celebrating on Thursday. Well, Farida, early birthday present coming for you, to you, right? So here we go, mixing it up. Must play something a little bit different now and then. Happy Saturday, everybody. Remember, we continue on www.shabdamradio.com. Drop off at Lapakan shipping for the Shiva Mandir. The Shiva Mandir continue to take your donation till 5 o'clock. Hey, this is Samina, how are ya? Also at Jazz Supermarket. At Torbram and Queen. A barrel is there with a nice poster on it. Please, let's help. Especially in this time. And you know, guys, thank you. It's really tough.
What else is there?
And to find it in your heart to give, thank you. And those of you who donated towards the cause we did last week, may Allah reward you indeed and your loved ones. God bless you all. Thank you.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
Ontario के पास लोगों की सेहत और मईशत को तहफ्फुज़ फराहम करने का एक मंसूबा है नई सरमायाकारी के साथ कोविड 19 को शिकस्त देने और तवील मुद्दती निगहदाश्त में बेहतरी लाने के लिए और बराह रास्त तआवुन लोगों कुंभे और छोटे कारोबारों के लिए ऑन्टेरियो की नमो और मजबूत बहाली की बुनियाद रखना ontario.ca/budget पर जानिए कि आपके लिए बजट में क्या है हुकूमत ऑन्टेरियो की जानिब से अदायगी की गई
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई हुंदी है क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे हुंदे हो जिस नाल तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी कस्टडी किस नु मिलेगी ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहनगे
S&S Lawyers को इन सारे सवालों के जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न वास्ते लियाकत है अपने हक जानने ले या सलाह लेने ले आज ही S&S Lawyers नु कॉल करो 416-655-2000
सोडी फर्नीचर वालों अपने वैल्यूएबल कस्टमर्स वास्ते एक खास सूचना लॉकडाउन दी मौजूदा सिचुएशन नु देखते हुए अपने कस्टमर्स दी सेफ्टी ले सोडी फर्नीचर ने कर्बसाइड पिकअप अते डोर डिलीवरी दी सर्विस शुरू कर दिती है तुसी इना दी वेबसाइट ते जाके अपना फर्नीचर पसंद करो ते अपना फोन नंबर इना नु ईमेल करो central@sodifurniture.com ते सोडी फर्नीचर दी सेल्स टीम वर्चुअल टूर्स अते बेस्ट डील्स ले तुहानु आप फोन करेगी खूबसूरत फर्नीचर बेस्ट प्राइसेस से मिलेगा सोडी फर्नीचर तो
اونٹاریو کا کووڈ 19 پلان پھیلاؤ کو روکنے اور زندگیاں بچانے میں مدد فراہم کر رہا ہے جب تک ہم سب کو ویکسین نہیں لگ جاتی ماسک پہنیں اپنے ہاتھ دھوئیں اور فاصلہ رکھیں روزانہ ہزاروں لوگ ویکسین لگوا رہے ہیں آپ کی باری جلد آنے والی ہے ontario.ca/covid-vaccine-plan پر مزید جانیں یا 300 زبانوں میں معلومات کے لیے 1-888-999-6488 پر کال کریں ادائیگی شدہ من جانب حکومت اونٹاریو
J&G Mortgages deals with mortgages for self-employed, financing for second mortgages, 100% financing on builder purchases, new immigrants and low rates. If you're looking for a career in mortgage industry, J&G Mortgages is hiring for new and experienced mortgage agents. For more information, call Jarmanjeet Singh or Gurpreet Obey at 416-898-3800, 416-898-3800. Brokerage license number 13033.